Well, we are no stranger to Hollywood, and the film industry loves Rhode Island, and so let's have a film festival. It's the Rhode Island Black Film Festival, starting in this new month of April. And on the line with me to give us a preview is the managing director, Ann Clanton. Ann, nice to have you back with us.
Good to talk to you, Bruce. It's been quite a while.
It's been a few minutes. You are right. I'm good. Thank you. How long has this film festival been going on? This year's edition is which one?
The seventh annual Black Film Festival, Black Culture in Film.
It is just amazing, and there are just a whole bunch of things that are going to be highlights. I mean, it's like one big highlight. Where do you pick these things out, and where do we start? Well, why don't we start at the beginning of the festival? Now, the festival starts on Thursday, April 4th. Actually, before the festival starts, there's a very, very nice event. Tell us about that.
So on April 3rd, we have to tune up with our, we start out with our young people, our future filmmakers, with our Beyond the Lens Academy, which is for 11th and 12th graders who are expressing interest in the film industry or actually currently taking some type of film class. And they were hand selected by our team, and they will spend Thursday and Friday with us at the end. We start off with a great panel from the Screen Actors Guild president of New England, Andrea Lyman, will be joining us along with Franz Lees, who is a local filmmaker, Elmhurst Films. He has a new film out on Providence baseball called Price of Admission, about the Black baseball players in the 1920s here in Providence.
Wow.
And then, of course, yeah, so they will be kind of giving some students some wisdom and kind of sharing their experience. The students will get an opportunity to engage with them, and then later in the day, they will get to go over to the Apple store and learn how to make a movie on an iPhone.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so they'll have that opportunity. Apple Store has been great to us. They look forward to us coming every year. This is our second year, and they actually called, "You guys coming in this year?" We said, absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
And then in between, they get a nice tour of Johnson & Wales University campus, the Providence campus, our host for Wednesday and Thursday. A shout out to the people at the College of Arts and Sciences at Johnson & Wales University for having us. And they'll get a tour, and after the tour, they'll come back in the afternoon for another session on Thursday. They'll get to watch a couple of movies, the official opening sessions, and they'll be hearing from Rhode Island Film and Television Office. Our director, Steven Feinberg, will be joining us for some time, and then Joe Wilson Jr. From the City of Providence Arts, Culture, and Tourism. So I wanted to make sure they get a chance to meet some of the local professionals in our film industry here, as well as getting a little hands-on experience in learning about what exactly the film industry does. And they'll get to see some great films right there. And then Thursday, of course, opens a show. And then on Friday, we got a little something for our seniors. If you're retired or senior, come on down to City of Providence Public Library downtown, offering coffee and little pastries, and watch a couple of films from 10 to 3, hosted by the Providence Public Library. Thank you for having us, Providence Public Library. And then on Saturday, we'll be at Brown University campus. The Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion is hosting us. And we will have a lineup from 11 o'clock until 5 of different films, including a young man from Tappa who will be screening his film Bannister Project, which is about, so he interviewed different people on the issue. So 17 years old, future filmmaker.
Wow.
Angel Sweeney, 17. So, and then we have other, Franz Lees doing Providence baseball. Then we have Last Place, and we have a movie coming, a woman coming in from Florida, Wade in the Water. Emmy Award winning Kathleen Dean will join us on Saturday. And then on Friday night, want to bring out the Black professionals and people. We have Byron Hurt. He's an award winning PBS from New York, screening Hazing, about the controversial process of hazing. And so, and then Sunday we close out with a film on Ira Reed, one of the first Black scholars at a white institution, first Black teachers at a white institution at a college, Ira Reed. And talking about Ira Reed is none other than Mr. Cornel West. We're waiting to see if we'll be able to join us, but on in the film talks candidly about Ira Reed and everything, and that's with Rael Dowdell, who is a Hampton University professor and a director and screenwriter. So, and that's at the CIC building. So quite a lineup over the next few days, next week, and looking forward to people coming out. And guess what, Abuz? All of this is free.
Oh,
thanks
wow.
to our sponsors, and not one dime.
Is that right?
Tickets are, it's free. And you just had to sign up, join us. Thanks to our sponsors across the board, from Pepito, Opportunity, Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island Expansion Arts, Rhode Island Film and Television. We have Coastal One, Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island. All free, thanks to our sponsors and our community's partners, Brown University and Johnson & Wales and the Providence Public Library.
Well, that is amazing. So, it is a film festival that sounds like it is just on par with a lot of other film festivals, where you just never know what the breakout film is going to be. And
you never know.
Right? They take off, and not only do we look for these movies, and you, if you're a movie fan, you follow these things, and they kind of get a break and get going. But as you point out, it's also an opportunity to maybe discover the next great filmmaker. And
that's right.
You know,
we have a lot of great talent here.
Yeah.
We have a lot of local filmmakers. Ron Crossan, Seed the Community is about African Alliance and what was happening in terms of feeding people during COVID and now. And he'll be speaking to the on Saturday with a panel. So I have a lot of panelists, people talking about their films, just really an opportunity to see some great films and kind of see who's out there here in Rhode Island and all the great talent that's here in Rhode Island and nationwide. And we also have some films that are international from Ethiopia.
Is that right?
Australia. Yes. So quite a lineup of films. Some of the films, actually, we had so many, we had to offer them virtually. So even after on Sunday, you'll be able to watch some films continuing through the next week online.
Oh, no kidding. This is becoming a big festival, Ann. You're getting some attention all around the world. Congratulations. Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah. And then, so we did program in February, and then we'll bring it on to the summertime. And then also, we'll say we do work in the community in terms of our senior program, where we have a silver screens, where we bring the films to the senior centers. We're going to be hopefully expanding that. We have a partnership with St. Martin de Porres Senior Center, where we bring films there for people to see, and filmmakers, and have a great team of board members are working in the industry, including film people who are actually working on some current films going on here in Rhode Island, behind the scenes as videographers, cinematographers, hair and makeup artists. And that's who we are. Rhode Island Black Film Festival.
Well, that's such a great aspect of this. And it's so exciting that the Film and Television Office is sponsoring this, because they must see. I mean, Steven Feinberg is just sharp as a tack. And what a great ambassador he has been in bringing all these films and Hollywood projects to the state. So he must see the potential and see some of this talent that's up and coming. And really, he's creating, and you're creating, this pipeline.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
And, well, actually, I have to say congratulations to Stephen, who's celebrating his 20th year at Rhode Island Film and Television. So my congratulations to him and his team and everything. So,
excellent.
So we're really excited to have sponsors like Rhode Island Film and Television, and all sponsors. We appreciate so much, and we hope that they see something in us and will continue. So we're very happy about that. And again, you can go to our website, ribff.org, for schedule, sign up. Welcome to email ann@ribff.org. Reach us out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and all those. And if you have any questions, but I hope to see everybody out.
You bet. Hey, by the way, before you run away, Miss Ann Clanton, you are being recognized, in fact, at the Flickers, the Rhode Island International Film Festival. Congratulations on you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a great night. It was Oscar night. I received a community award from Rhode Island International Film, and Rhode Island Film and Television. It was a great night, and I had some of my members of my board there and community partners, and it was quite a, you know, speaker was there, the governor, lieutenant governor. It was quite a who's who in terms of the in terms of government. And then we had Dolores Grant, Viola Davis's sister, was there, and it was a nice night. And I was so humbled and surprised to be receiving the award, and you know, just doing what I do. So it was great. It was great to be recognized.
You bet.
Something that I love to do.
Well, good for you. And we're so glad to be able to have you on here and get the word out about this film festival, this Rhode Island Black Film Festival. And it's all free. And give us the website address one more time, Ann.
Sure. It's www.ribff.org.
Excellent. Well, all the best. Hope it is a great festival. Going to be some amazing movies, and we'll all wait to see what the breakout film is and the filmmakers and stars of tomorrow. Very excited to talk about it. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Bruce. Appreciate it. And you have a good week. Thank you.
You too. At the Rhode Island Black Film Festival, there's Managing Director Ann Clanton and a taste of the Rhode Island Black Film Festival.